Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Building a Universe Part 1 by Helen Thorington. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to the voice of Andrea Emmanuel. Early this morning, Andrea suffered an attack of irritable bowel syndrome. This condition of the large intestine, marked by diarrhea, cramps, distension, and sharp pain, was Andrea's gut reaction to worry, depression, frustration, nervousness, fear, and fatigue. Within minutes of the initial attack, Andrea contacted Miss Sophie, chief culprit. I want to go again. Ready? This condition of the large intestine, marked by diarrhea, cramps, distension, and sharp pain, was Andrea's gut reaction to worry, depression, frustration, nervousness, fear, and fatigue. And now this message.
Human life starts deep within the female body. There, shrouded in mystery, male sperm fertilize the female ovum. The miraculous result? A single cell that divides and differentiates, yielding, 9 months later, a fully developed fetus nestled in the shelter of the womb.
Oh, a baby.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Laparoscope nurse. And in you go. In you go. Yes, yes, I can see inside her ovary now, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, good, good, 5 in all. Nurse, the needle, please. Gotcha, 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 gotcha. And now to the petri dish. Nurse, the petri dish. And so, my dears, one day in a dish with all those yummy nutrients and a drop or two of sperm, and then home again, rig-a-chick-chick. And so, good, our egg harvest is complete.
You're pregnant, darling.
You're pregnant, darling.
Oh.
You're pregnant, darling.
This condition of the large intestine, marked by diarrhea, cramps, distension, and sharp pain.
And now this.
Smooth it out, haul it in, hoist it up, make it trim. Improve yourself, wah, wah, wah. Improve yourself, wah, wah, wah.
This message was brought to you by your favorite certified aesthetic surgeon. And now...
They're the best buy in town. Would I lie to you? Top quality, low, low prices. Every limb, every organ here. Check them out. Top quality only. Kidneys here, lungs here, hearts and livers here. All fresh, all functional. Check them out. They're best buys here. Fingers here, eyes here. Real or artificial. Don't leave town without one. Check them out. Check them out.
Want a brain, lady? 3 pounds of soft jelly. Best there is.
An artificial womb? Ha! Well, let's think about it this way. A typical day for a fetus might go something like this. The mother gets up, the mother lies down, the mother takes a bath, the mother talks, sings a song, eats a hamburger, drinks a glass of milk. Now, if all this stimulation, gustatory, auditory, visual, olfactory, prompted by the mother's activity, plays a role in fetal development, then that artificial womb has got to be one real walking, talking, eating, drinking son of a gun, doesn't he? Oh, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it. 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 Do it.
But by 2000, no.
Only technology, and perhaps some moral difficulties, prevent a brain from being divided in two, one hemisphere being transplanted to one new skull, the other to another. In such a case, our usual criteria of personal identity, a bodily or psychological continuity, would break down. For they would present us with two, over time, equally eligible but, at a given time, bodily and psychologically quite distinct candidates for the continued identity of the original person.
Suppose that Brown's brain is put into Robinson's head, with the result that Brownson, the fellow with Brown's brain in the rest of Robinson's body, remembers Brown's experience, identifies Brown's body as his, expresses Brown's tastes and preferences. Who is who? Who goes home to which wife? Who goes to jail if a crime is committed? Or suppose that Robinson limps painfully. Won't Brown's passion for dancing Le Flamenco be affected?
Now that's an interesting question. That's an interesting question.
Here are some facts. Fact 1.
A quarter horse dame named Kelly grew a zebra inside of her belly. She brought him to term without recourse to sperm from an embryo nourished in jelly.
Fact 2.
The following recipe for young spring lamb is brought to you courtesy of the National Society for Cloning You. Take a trophoblastic goat, drain and rinse. Place in a dish of plain jelly. The trophoblast may be prepared one day in advance and kept covered and chilled till ready for use. Prepare a moist, ripe zygote of you, E-W-E-U, in jelly flavored with a sprig of mint. When ready, 1 to 2 days, suction zygote out of the gelatinous mixture with a glass tube or straw, being careful not to ingest it. Remove to the prepared trophoblast. Toss together with 1 sprig of mint, 2 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon, and 1 clove of garlic pressed. Cover and incubate in a preheated uterus. Fatten and serve. Feeds 8.
Fact 3.
In the world of cattle breeding, transferring embryos from one female to another is a $1 million business.
Embryos. Genuine human embryos. It's a grab bag.
Embryos. Genuine human embryos. Embryos.
Embryos. Embryos. Keep them in the deep freeze.
Plant them in the womb.
Embryos. 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 Keep them in the deep freeze. Plant them in a womb. Embryos. Embryos. Get your embryos here.
And now, this message.
You're pregnant, darling.
I feel like I'm not here at all.
You're pregnant, darling.
And now this. Are you experiencing structural constraints? Having trouble adapting to the demands of today's world? Do it the easy way. Buy an artificial programmable brain. Create symbolic structures to guide your own future behavior.
What a brain, lady.
Check it out. Check it out. No biological constraints here, folks. Always functional,
always flexible.
Are you
Einstein here? Does binary, octal, and hexadecimal calculations and conversions.
Check it out.
Let's you calculate with the speed of light. Get
your
Einstein here.
You can program it for anything you want. Check it out. Check it out. For guaranteed performance, this one can't be beat. Check it out. Check it out. No biological constraints here.
What a brain, lady.
Thank you. interrupt this program to bring you the following message. Good day, good day. Dr. Ample is my name. Well-built breasts are my game.
Improve yourself, improve yourself. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it.
In jelly flavored with a sprig of mint.
Every limb, every organ here. Talks, sings a song.
Honestly?
Now this message.
There. Shrouded in mystery.
Yes, yes, I can see.
3 pounds of.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Gotcha!
Cloning you.
With a glass tube or straw.
It's you.
Okay.
For cash, of course.
And 1 clove of garlic, pressed. Do it the easy way. Toss together.
1 hemisphere.
2. The miraculous result. Human life.
Is a $1 million business.
Best buy in town, would I lie to you? Top quality, low, low prices. Check them out. Top quality only. Kidneys here, lungs here, hearts and livers here. All fresh, all functional. Check them out. Best buys here, fingers here, eyes here. Real or artificial, don't leave town without one. Check them out.
Check it out, check it out. Self-renewing, self-replicating. It assembles itself. It's skin, skin. Vehicle of touch and sensation. Organ of definition and delight. Check it out. It knows top from bottom, in from out. It moves in one direction only and is as easy to install as a new piece of rubber on a punctured tire. Check it out. Comes in 20 different colors. Mix and match. It's up to you. Pink's your color, dear. You like green better? It's up to you. Check it out. Check it out. Skin, a whole living space. Skin!
You are listening to the voice of Andrea Emmanuel. Andrea, who earlier this morning suffered an attack of irritable bowel syndrome, has just purchased a whole new living space of green skin.
And now this message.
And now this word.
And now.
That was Building a Universe, written, composed, and produced by Helen Thorington in 1986. You've heard the voices of Andrew Jaffe, Tim Leba, Sarah Montague, Paul Singleton, Carol Swan, Pamela Tyson, and George Czar.
You just heard Building a Universe, Part 1 by Helen Thorington. Broadcast by New American Radio.